AI is increasingly influencing HR decisions. But what does that mean in terms of diversity, fairness, and ethics? Let's take a closer look. Welcome to HR What's Next? Quick insights, new perspectives, and practical ideas on the future of HR. I'm Hinata, your host for this episode. Let's get started. Artificial intelligence is rapidly transforming HR. But beyond efficiency, it raises critical questions around fairness, diversity, and ethics. In this episode, we want to explore how AI systems influence decision-making, what risks they carry, and how HR can ensure responsible and inclusive use. Joining me today is Dr. Roxane Bock, Associate Research Director at the Technical University of Munich's Institute for Ethics in AI. Roxane will help us unpack how organizations can navigate AI in HR responsibly, especially when it comes to diversity and ethical considerations. Great to have you with us.
Thank you very much for having me.
Roxane, to start with diversity in general, what exactly does it mean and why is it so important in AI-driven HR?
So diversity is the concept that something is different from the rest of the group. It can be everything and nothing. When you have a group that is mostly male, having one female is diverse. But it can be gender, it can be age, it can be professional background, it can be ethnicity, it can be religion, it can be anything. Now, usually when we talk about diversity in the context of AI, we talk about marginalized populations, especially historically marginalized populations. So we talk about people that were not recognized at their value of human beings similarly to other human beings. And I mean, that's a good conversation to have in HR. Where that can translate is in the bias in the outcome of an AI system, because an AI is trained a certain way and therefore might be biased. It's also in the teams that you have, either developing or using an AI, because diversity also means diversity of perspectives. So it means having less blind spots. It means having more different opinions that might clash. But when we talk about ethics, we also like the idea of having diverse opinions, which then leads us to the best answer possible.
We often hear that AI can be biased. From a diversity, equity, and inclusion perspective, how can organizations actually mitigate these risks?
So there are many ways that you can try to mitigate risks when it comes to bias. First, I think the important thing is to understand what an AI is. In this context, I'm assuming we're talking mostly about LLMs, because those are the types of AI you would see the most in whether it's recruitment, hiring, onboarding, conversation, whatever. And so an LLM is a system that is trained on a data set that might or might not be representative, and therefore its answer being probabilistic based on what it has been trained on will be biased towards what is originally in the data set. Now, how do we fix it? Because we know that as a problem. Auditing is a very good way to fix it. Just audit, try, test, run the AI. Run it, try to see the outcomes, and again, have a diverse team testing it so that they can see maybe the different biases in the outcome, the different blind spots in the outcomes. You can also look at where the data comes from. What really is the data that trained that LLM that you're using? Make a conscious decision about which AI you are going to pick to implement for usage in your practice. And if you develop and design an AI yourself, then have a very diverse team also from the onset when it comes to conceptualization, thinking what problem are we fixing? How are we fixing it? Then which model am I picking? Which weight am I giving to which value in the decision-making of the AI? An example that can be good for this is usually the Schufa. You know the Schufa, yeah? It's in Germany. It's the credit scoring system. Imagine an LLM was to be used to evaluate someone's credit score, but the parameters that make that decision don't take into account parental leave, an LLM might assume someone just stopped working for 2 years without any good reason. And so might say, okay, they might not be as reliable. But really, if you have in the team that develops that LLM parents, they will probably flag it early on and say, okay, we need to tell the LLM that here we will have some kind of flag as parental leave. So you see, that's the importance of having diverse teams, diverse data sets, diverse everything, and then testing, testing, testing.
This raises a really important question in terms of, you know, should AI ever make decisions? I mean, especially in an area like HR, because it is about people's lives, or the Schufa example is also, you know, something to do with very sensitive data and with life circumstances. Where should we actually draw the line?
I think very early on. So I would give a very low amount of responsibility to an LLM. The first answer to this is no, an AI should not have a decision-making power. A human has a decision-making power for many reasons, including the right to redress. So if a decision is made that, as you were saying, impacts people's lives, right? Then this person needs to have the ability to go against whoever made that decision, to question it. The AI lack of transparency would be a first issue. The second issue is that an AI doesn't think, it doesn't reason, it doesn't have common sense. It's a probabilistic machine. It's a stochastic parrot. It doesn't have common sense, really. That's what it is. So having an AI in decision place for me would be a no-no. Having a human being supported by an AI is a yes. Now, talking about this, I see two big things we should do if we have AI implemented as partnering or teaming with a human. First, literacy. What I just told you about the stochastic parrot, what I told you earlier about how an LLM works. This should become a knowledge for anyone using AI so that they can see the limitations of LLMs. And the second thing is always human oversight. You should always have a human that makes decisions, never an AI, even though an AI can support a decision.
Yeah, I mean, I think also, you know, in terms of support, yes, because, you know, you need to move into that idea of also trust, right? And, you know, it's very natural for us to have trust in humans, and HR is a human business, right, in every organization. How can organizations then ensure the transparency and explainability when they're using AI systems, especially in the area of HR, where it is, like we said, about people's lives?
So let's talk maybe a bit about different use cases, because I think that's the best way to maybe look into the potential ethical risks, especially linked to the lack of transparency. If you look into recruitment, so using LLMs to support recruitment, you can be transparent about how you use it or which LLM you picked, arguing here is the data set that this LLM was built on, and therefore this is why we picked it. So this intentionality, I think, needs to be transparent if you're using any AI. You also want to make bias audits, right? That's what I was saying at the beginning. Do some tests, see, okay, is that working? And if you do some bias audits in your own company for the application of an AI in your processes, and then you report this, I think this is a trust-building transparency, right? So you're saying, look, we're not just using AI mindlessly, we're actually showing that we care about how we use it. You can also, of course, and you will need to have human oversight. So it's not about having AI take the place of someone. It's about enhancing a human's ability at this stage, or at least the productivity. And so it's also important to say the AI will not make decisions that will just be followed. A human will use an AI that might support its decision making. And then from that, the human is still responsible. So trust is also built on the fact that you can go to someone and tell them, hey, I disagree with you. How do we fix this?
What about when it comes to AI actually interacting directly with people? This happens a lot at the moment in recruiting, for example, or in feedback rounds, sometimes in internal processes. What ethical risks do you see here?
So there are many ethical risks. First, it's the way we perceive AI. I think that's an important point that we keep forgetting. We have a cognitive bias, even if we know that it's not true. We still have this tendency to believe that AI understands us, when really it doesn't. It doesn't understand anything. And the only answer to this is literacy and education. Really, it's about knowing the limitations of an AI, knowing how it works. And even though you have this feeling, you know the truth, right? Now, after that, you have many other issues I can see. So bias, we already spoke about in hiring processes. That would be, for me at least, the scariest thing. We all know the story about Amazon that years ago decided to have this AI in hiring, and the AI ended up hiring a very homogenous type of people, also because it was trained on Amazon's data of who they hired. Huh? So it's not out of nowhere, but that also identified a big bias in the human bias already that then was increased by the AI bias. And so they ended up with a pool of very similar white men from Ivy League. That is what was mostly hired by this AI algorithm. They, of course, took it down and then tried to fix it. Another issue I would see is privacy. Very big concern when we talk about LLMs. If you use the LLMs that are on the market, that are the big ones, if we talk about Claude, ChatGPT, Gemini, they are linked to a cloud and they belong to another company. So if you put data on there, this data is going to be used most probably to retrain the AI. And under GDPR, you need to always have a right to remove that data. But this is at this stage not doable. This is not enforceable. So we have a big privacy issue here, and also a more simple privacy issue in terms of employee onboarding. This is also a data encryption issue. Maybe if we can have those LLMs on internal servers and not on a cloud, that would fix it. And the final problem would be transparency. You were talking about AI and decision making. An AI is intransparent, especially an LLM. There are neural networks behind it. It's very hard to know exactly how a decision was made by an AI. This lack of transparency is a big problem for the person who will live through the decision that was made by this AI, because there is no redress possible. And that's why we always need human supervision, human in the loop, that will in the end be the person making any kind of changes.
I mean, that's so much, right, for people to also take in, because it's a big responsibility. To wrap up, I would say, like, I would ask of you, what would be, let's say, your top three recommendations for HR leaders when it comes to AI, diversity, and ethics?
First, be mindful. Always be mindful. Do your best to pick the right tool or to develop the tool the best way possible. And that requires diversity. It requires many opinions. It requires expertise. It requires understanding what you're doing here. So be mindful all the way when you want to integrate AI. A second point is be transparent about it. Say clearly what you're picking, why you're picking it. It's also about keeping you accountable a little bit, but it's also about the trust. As you were saying, trust is a big part of your sector. It's about humans. And the final one is literacy. Educate your teams, educate everyone, educate everything about what you're implementing with them, for them, and why and how it works. I think today it should be mandatory that everyone has some class on what is an LLM and how it works. Because if you're going to use it, you need to know exactly what it does and what it doesn't do, also to reduce the biases I was talking about earlier.
Thank you, Oksan. I mean, these are really, really important points. I do have one last question for you before we finish today. Slightly beyond what we've been discussing so far. Everyone is talking about the future of work and, you know, whether it's, you know, autonomous cars or robots working in factories, humanoids, and so on. How do you see the role of digital co-workers or AI agents evolving? And here I'd really love to hear your personal opinion.
You're right. There is a lot of things happening. Now, I know that the fear behind most of those questions and this topic is the big replacement fear, right? We're afraid that AI is going to take over and there's not going to be jobs for us anymore. And the truth is that AI, due to its lack of basically everything that is not just probability, cannot do most of our jobs, at least not full jobs, can do some bits and pieces of it. And that's where actually I see the future be. Those bits and pieces, let's delegate them. There's a lot of research on human-machine teaming and collaboration and how do we integrate AI in our workflows to make our life simpler, but also spend more time on maybe the harder tasks, the higher cognitive tasks, the higher human tasks, the feeling tasks, you know? We talk a lot about it in healthcare as well, as a where can AI remove some burden, especially organizationally, but then can give more space for doctors, nurses to actually care for people. So that's, in my opinion, where we're going definitely, because that's also what we see happening. We see a lot of those, let's say, less fun jobs being replaced. You were talking about autonomous cars. Well, that requires a bit more than just an autonomous car. It requires an entire ecosystem that allows it. And we know that we're not very ready. You were talking about trust. Well, we're not there yet. The population doesn't trust it. But it's also not because we have the technology that we're going to fully implement it. It's more going to be a process of where humans are going to be enhanced by integrating technology as teams, team members.
Thank you for being here, Oksan. It was really great to share your perspectives with us today.
Thank you very much. I had a lot of fun.
Thanks for listening to HR What's Next. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to subscribe.